Hello and welcome once again to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron with you for another programme of folk music here on 2MCE in the Central West. Today we will begin with some slip jigs and reels. Well, a song about slip jigs and reels.
Grandfather's coat, sewn into the lining, a tangent note. Farewell to my family, farewell to the shore. Till I see good fortune, you'll see me no more. The boat on the ocean, it bubbled like a cork. And then one fine morning, they sighted New York. He stood on the gangway and breathed in the air. Hello, land of plenty, I've come for my share. But he did like the ladies, and the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses out on the dance floor. Rolling of dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most delight in the subjects on. There's talk of pistol, some say knife, but all are agreed there was somebody's wife. Some kind of commotion, a terrible fight. He left a man dead and run into the night. A train to St. Louis, just one jump ahead. He slept when I opened his six gun in bed. Dreamed of the mountains and the green fields of home, while crossing the plains where the buffaloes roam. But he did like the ladies, and the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses out on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most delight in the subjects and reels. Oh, bad reputation is a hard thing to bear. The mothers pour scorn while the children they stare. But he took great delight in flash come. Life ain't so bad where the girl ought to be. Yes, they called him the kid, and by 21, all that he knew was the power of the gun. And by 23, he had shot 5 down. He got him his way as he rambled around. But he did like the ladies, and the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses out on the dance floor. Rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most delight in the searches and reels. There's bones in the desert and buzzards that fly. In the highest of circles, just wishing he'd die. But in matters of cruelty, it must be said, a landlord will pick your bones before you're dead. It was wild mescaleros, I heard a man say, in a murderous gunfight near old Santa Fe. A young man was taken, still wearing coat, sewn into the lining, tension out. But he did like the ladies, and the rise and the fall of their ankles
and dresses out on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most delight in the searches and
tunes there. They were, or at least they were called on this CD, Peter Murphy's Kitty Got a Clicking Coming to the Fair and Bottle of Whiskey from an album by Claire Mann and Aaron Jones called Secret Orders. Now, that second tune is usually called Kitty Got a Clinking Coming from the Fair, but here she got a clicking coming to the fair. And if you're wondering what a clinking is, well, according to Seamus Ennis, who's a very fine Irish musician, a clinking was, quote, an intimate act of warm admiration. Make of that what you will. And before opening the program today, we had, from the same album by Aaron Jones and Claire Mann, Slip Jigs and Reels, lovely song, well, not lovely so much, it's about a rather bad man, written by Steve Tilston. Welcome to Come All Ye, good to have you along. Here's the late Andy M. Stewart with The Parish of Dunkeld. Oh, what a place.
Oh, what a parish, a terrible parish. Oh, what a parish is that Dunkeld. They hangeth their minister, drooned our presenter, dunged in the steeple and fuddled the bell. The steeple was doomed, but the kirk was still standing. They biggit a lum where the bell used to hang. A still pot they got, and they brewed heel and whiskey. On Sunday they drank it and ranted and sang. Oh, had you but seen how graceful they look it, to see the crammed pews so socially joined. MacDonald the piper stood up in the pulpit. He made the pipes skirl out the music divine. With whiskey and beer they would curse and they'd swear. They'd argue and fecht what you darna we'll tell. But Geordie and Charlie they bothered for early. With whiskey they're worse than the devil himself. The heart cheering spirit had mounted their garrets, to a ball on the green they added a adjourn. The maids with coats kilted, they skipped and lilted. When tired they shook hands and then hame did return. If the kirks o'er Scotland held like social meetings, nae warning you'd need from a far tinkling bell. For true love and friendship would draw you together far better than roaring the horrors of hell. Oh, what a parish, a terrible parish. Oh, what a parish is that Dunkeld. They hangeth their minister, drooned their presenter, dunged in the steeple and fuddled the bell. The steeple was doomed, but the kirk was still standing. They biggit a lum where the bell used to hang. A still pot they got, and they brewed heel and whiskey. On Sunday they drank it and ranted and sang.
Tune is called The Curlew, and it's a ripper. Beginning that track was The Parish of Dunkeld, Andy M. Stewart, who used to be the main singer with the band Silly Wizard. And Silly Wizard provided the theme to this very program, called the Heron Election Jig, from an album they released in the mid-1970s, which is about the time that this program was born. So, from Andy M. Stewart, we'll go to a rather extraordinary performer who made a name for himself back in the time of the Woodstock generation, Country Joe McDonald, and he's not feeling well.
Vi är borte från den vänner skall ha det så bra. In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Yum, yum.
Of course it's folk music. What do you mean? Don't ring in and complain. That's In Heaven There Is No Beer by a group called the Goose Island Ramblers from an interesting album called The Social Power of Music. Im Himmel gibt's kein Bier, which was composed for a 1956 German film called Die Fischerin vom Bodensee. In Wisconsin, a lot of Norwegians settled and they really got into polka dancing and polka music, or polka as they pronounce it over there. So American Norwegian would all know that song, In Heaven There Is No Beer. Before that, Country Joe McDonald and I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die. Well, not just yet. Here's a track called The Three Healths by the Tannehill Weavers.
To in king and ye king in uncle and father, to him that's all he's yet allowed to be neither. Come push it about while the bottles are standard, if you know what I mean, it's a health to our landlord. To in queen and nay queen, in aunt and nay mother, come boys, let us cheerfully drink off another. And now, to be honest, we'll stick by our faith, sir, and stand by our landlord as long as we've breath, sir. To ain't prince and nay prince, ain't son and nay bastard, be shrew him that seeth the lie that is fostered. God bless him all three, we'll conclude with this one, sir. Here's a healthy to our landlord, his wife and his son, sir. To our monarch's return, one more we'll advance, boys. We've one that's in Flanders, the other's in France, boys. Then about with the health, let him come then. Send the one into England and both are at home then.
Tannehill Weavers and the Three Healths. Never heard that song apart from their version. Interesting one, isn't it? Set during the First World War, of course. You're listening to Come All Ye, and it's time to introduce you to a featured album. And it's called Skeins, S-K-E-I-N-S, Skeins. The word skein can be a number of things. It could be a flock of wild geese or swans in flight, typically in a V-shaped formation. Or alternatively, it could be a length of thread or yarn, loosely coiled and knotted, an element that forms part of a complex or complicated whole, as in he weaves together the skeins of philosophy, ecology, folklore and history. Well, I'm not quite sure whether these people do that, but anyway, you can be the judge. We'll hear a few tracks from an album called Skeins, and it's by Andrew and Casey Calhoun. Casey is the daughter of Andrew, and he's been playing music mostly in the Chicago area for a long, long time, and he was the co-founder of a rather good record label called Waterbug, 1992. And he's in his high 60s. He'll have a new album coming out later this year, but this one was released in 2018. So from Skeins, we'll hear the first of a couple of, or mostly their songs that we'll hear today, not composed by Andrew Calhoun, although he does compose a lot of stuff. This is a Bob Dylan song, which I'm sure you'll recognise, called When the Ship Comes In.
the time will come up when the winds will stop and the breeze will cease to be breathing, like the stillness in the wind before a hurricane begins, the hour that the ship comes in.
And the seas will split, and the ship will hit, and the sands on the shoreline will be shaken, and the tide will sound, and the waves will pound, and morning will be a-breakin'.
The fishes will laugh as they swim out of the path, and the seagulls, they'll be smiling, and the rocks on the sand will proudly stand, the hour comes in.
And the words that are used for to get the ship confused will not be understood as they're spoken, for the chains of the sea will have busted in the night and be buried on the bottom of the ocean. A song will lift as the main sail shifts, and the boat drifts onto the shoreline, and the sun will respect every face on the deck the hour that the ship comes in.
And the sands will roll out a carpet of gold for your weary toes to be touching,
as the ship's wise men will remind you once again the whole wide world is watching.
The foes will rise with the sleep still in their eyes and jerk from their beds and think they're dreaming, but they'll pinch themselves and squeal when they know that it's for real, the hour that the ship comes in.
And they'll raise their hands, but we'll shout from the bow, your days are numbered. And like Pharaoh's tribe, they'll be drowned in the tide. Like Goliath, they'll be conquered.
Yes, indeed. The whole wide world is watching. Still is. That song was sung by Bob Dylan, who wrote it, and Joan Baez on August the 28th, 1963, at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington during a march. That was the day of Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. So it was quite a significant event, and Dylan and Joan Baez sang that very song. There we did not hear Mr. Dylan and Ms. Baez. We heard Andrew Calhoun and his daughter Casey from our featured album today called Skeins. More from them in a little while. Right now, let's have a tarantella. So, a group called Arachne Mediterranea, taking their name from Arachne, the name of a young Greek princess who was transformed into a spider by the goddess Athena. According to Ovid's Metamorphoses, Arachne caused herself embarrassment by winning a weaving competition against the goddess, so she decided to hang herself. Athena forgave her and allowed her to live and transformed her into a spider. There you go. The origin of the tarantella is connected to the tarantism, a sort of illness or form of hysteria which appeared in Italy between the 15th and 17th centuries and is connected in some obscure ways to the bite of the tarantula spider. And the victims were able to cure themselves by ecstatic dancing. All true, of course. All true. Everything on Come All Year is true. That's the program you're listening to here on 2MCE. Now, here is a group called Swan Arcade with a rousing song called Raise Your Banner.
Bound together through the land, keep the spirit, keep the way. Brother, sister, make a stand. Unity will win the day. Raise your banner high, strength to strength and line by line. Unity must never die. Raise your banner high. Those who stand in face of strife, those who stand for liberty, fight to win a better life, fight to keep the future free. Raise your banner high, strength to strength and line by line. Unity must never die. Raise your banner high. Though the struggle brings us pain, though the struggle brings us tears, ours will be the final gain. We will hear the victory cheers. Raise your banner high, strength to strength and line by line. Unity must never die. Raise your banner high. Raise your banner high, strength to strength and line by line. Unity must never die. Raise your banner high.
death must be the wind. You know you can close your window tight and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and I'll watch the rising sun. And I pray that I won't feel the chill till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Lord, don't let that cold wind blow until I'm too old to die young. Left of them are these teardrops in my eyes. So if I could have one wish today and I could know it would be done, I'd say everyone could stay until they're too old to die. My children grow to see what they become. Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Till I'm too old to die young.
Really quite a lovely song. Okay, righto. I know it's a country-sounding song, but let's say it's Americana. That's the voice of Kevin Welch. And before that, a Kieran Kane composition called Cecil's Lament. Both tracks from an album by Kieran Kane, Kevin Welch, with Fats Kaplan. Fats Kaplan, a rather good accordion player and banjo player and fiddle player. And we heard him playing fiddle on that lament, Cecil's Lament. Kieran Kane and playing banjo on the instrumental, which he composed. Kevin Welch plays guitar and octave mandolin, and he still sings that song, Till I'm Too Old to Die Young. He's still singing it in performance because I saw him not so long ago, and he sang it and one, two, three other songs that happened to be on this album, which was released in 2004. So when he finds a good song, he sticks to it. Makes sense, doesn't it? Here's a song called Railroad Boy. It does get going. There's a bit of a long lead up to it. If you're into solo banjos, then you'll enjoy the intro. And if you enjoy the song, that's a bonus. Thank you.
upstairs to make her bed, and not a word to her mother said. Her mother, she went upstairs too, saying, "Daughter, oh daughter, what's troubling you? It's the railroad boy I love so well. He's courting me my life away. And now at home he will not stay. There is a tavern where that boy goes and sits him down. He takes a strange girl on his knee, and he tells to her things he won't tell me. Her father, he saying, "Where's my daughter? She seems so hurt." He went upstairs to give her hope, and found her hanging by the end of a rope. He took his knife and he cut her down, and on her body these words he found: "Go dig my grave both wide and deep, place a marble stone and my head and my feet, and by my snow white dove to show the world I died for love, to show the world I died for love."
Railroad Boy from Robin Greenstein, her album called Images of Women. Another one now from the featured album, which is called Skeins, from the father and daughter duo, Andrew and Casey Calhoun. This is a Robert Burns poem put to music by David Sillar, who actually put it to music at the time of Burns, and Burns knew him. He wrote, Burns that is, "This song I composed on Miss Jeannie Cruikshank, only child to my worthy friend Mr. William Cruikshank of the High Street, Edinburgh." Apparently 12-year-old Janet Cruikshank was an accomplished harpsichordist and singer. So David Siller's original melody was called The Rosebud, and Andrew Calhoun arranged it in Dorian mode, which perhaps the best example or best known example would be the song Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme. In it you'll hear the word balk, B-A-W-K it's spelt, or B-A-L-K in English. It's an unploughed strip between crop fields, just so you know. And corn in 18th century Scotland was pretty much any grain, I think. Could be wrong. But anyway, A Rosebud by My Early Walk, from the featured album Skeins.
A rosebud by my early walk, a down a corn. billows it balk so gently bent its thorny stalk along the dewy morning ere twice the shades at dawn are fled in all its crimson glory spread and drooping rain. The dew sat chilly on her breast so early in the morning. She soon shall see her tender brood, the pride, the pleasure of the wood. Among the fresh green leaves bedewed, awake the early morning. Among the fresh green leaves bedewed, awake the early morning. So thou, dear bird, young genie fair, on trembling string or vocal air, shalt sweetly pay the tender care sweet rose, but young and gay, shall beauteous blaze upon the day and bless the parent's evening ray that watched thy early morning. Bless the parent's evening ray that watched thy
in Kinderfeel, Kinderheul und Nacket. Hat der Geib ist mehr wie Hohen, sind in Backet. Ha, 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 ha,
просит Манука кашу, Петенька, салфетку. А трехлетненький Володя наложил салфетку.
Kinderstimmen haben ein Fell nach Besorgen.
Right, got that? That's de Kopzen, which means the poor man in Yiddish. Probably from New York, that song, by the brothers Nazaroff. The melody, of course, is used for the Brown Jug Polka. You're listening to Come All Way, Come All Ye, Come All Ways, Come All Ye. Yes, you can do that.
And the moon shines bright on Charlie Chaplin. His boots are cracking for want of blacking, and his old fusty coat is wanting mending until they send him to the Dardanelles. Charlie Chaplin had no sense, bought a fiddle for 18 pence. The only tune that he could play was Tararabum-dee-ay. And the moon shines bright on Charlie Chaplin, his boots are cracking for want of blacking, and his old fusty coat is wanting mending until they send him to the Dardanelles. Charlie Chaplin, meek and mild, swiped a sausage from a child. When the child began to cry, Charlie sucked him in the eye. And the moon shines bright on Charlie Chaplin, his boots are cracking for want of blacking, and his own fusty coat is wanting mending until they send him to the Dardanelles. Went to France to teach the ladies how to dance. First your heel and then your toe, lift up your skirt and away we go. And the moon shines bright on Charlie Chaplin, his boots are cracking for want of blacking, and his old fusty coat is wanting mending until they send him to the Dardanelles. Charlie, Charlie, chuck, 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 went to bed with three white ducks. One died, Charlie cried, Charlie, Charlie, chuck, chuck, chuck. And the moon shines bright on Charlie Chaplin, his boots are cracking for want of blacking, and his old fusty coat is wanting mending until they send him to the Dardanelles. Charlie Chaplin, his boots are cracking for want of blacking, and his old fusty coat is wanting mending until they send him to the Dardanelles.
Charlie Chaplin from the Horton Weavers, a group formed in Manchester in 1975, and I don't think that was from their first album, because it came out in 1989. The album called When Granny Sang Me Songs. So Granny might have been singing about Charlie Chaplin to her grandchildren. Other classics on that album include John Willie's Ragtime Band, When Your Old Wedding Ring Was New, When You Were Sweet 16, The D-Day Dodgers. And I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Yes. You're listening to Come All Ye, where anything goes, really. Here's Damien Barber with The Green Linnet. This is actually Damien Barber and Mike Wilson from their album called Under the Influence, The Green Linnet.
Curiosity led, I got native of Erin, for to view the long banks of the Rhine, where an empress he saw, and the robes that she was wearing, all over with diamonds did shine. No goddess in splendor was ever yet seen to equal this fair maid, so mild and serene. In softer murmurs she cries, my linnets all green. Sweet pony, will I ne'er see you more? The cold frosty Alps you did freely cross over, which nature had placed in your way. At Marengo, Beltona, all around you did hover. Oh, Paris, rejoice the next day. It grieved me the hardship you did undergo. The mountains that you traveled covered with snow. But in the balance of power, your courage laid low. Sweet Bonnie, will I ne'er see you more? The crowned heads of Europe, they were in great splendor, and they swore they would have you submit. But the goddess of freedom soon had them to surrender, and they lowered their standards to your will. Old Frederick's colors to France you did bring, yet his offspring found shelter under your wing. That year at Vienna you so sweetly did sing. Sweet pony, will I ne'er see you more? But numbers of men, they were eager to slay you. Their malice you viewed with a smile. But their gold throughout Europe was sown to betray you, and they joined with the Mamelukes on the Nile. Like ravenous vultures, vile passions did burn. The orphans they slew caused widows to mourn. But my linnet, he is gone, and he never will return. Sweet pony, will I ne'er see you more? I've roamed through the deserts of wild Abyssinia, and could yet find no cure for my pain. I will go and inquire at the Isle of Saint Helena, where soft whispers murmur his fame. Come tell me, ye critics, come tell me in time, the nations I must roam green linnet to find. Did he die at Waterloo, at Elba on the Rhine? No, he's dead on St. Helena's bleak shore. Did he die at Waterloo, at Elba on the Rhine? No, he's dead on St. Helena's bleak shore.
Good voice, Mike Wilson there, and good guitar as well. A song called The Green Linnet, yet another song about Napoleon Bonaparte. That came from an album called Under the Influence, which was recorded by Mike Wilson, and Damien Barber. And Mike Wilson learned that particular version from Dick Gochan's album called No More Forever, which you've heard on this program, I do believe. This program is Come All Ye. Nice to have you along. I'm Bruce Cameron. And another one from our featured album today. This is called Gunmetal Eyes. And it was written by Dave Carter.
His mama was a Cherokee princess, or so it was said. And his daddy was a Seminole rebel with a price on his head. And the other kids teased him, but it never did seem to cry. Man, there was some kind of righteous in the steel of his gunmetal eyes. Run with the wolf, fly like the dove, mother below, father above. Weep with the earth, sing to the sky. Steal your gunmetal eyes.
Well, he grew up in the washes and the rushes and the rain and the wind and the creatures of the forest and field were his only real friends. And the lily of the valley and the nettle of the plains taught him well.
Run with the wolf, fly like the dove, mother below, father above, weep with the earth, sing to the sky, in the steel of your gunmetal eyes. It was one misty morning when he heard the big bulldozers groan. And the chainsaws and the felling of trees and the breaking of stone. And the boss man knew better that he had an empire to raise. And one lone man before him with a rifle and doom on his face.
Run with the wolf, fly like the dove, mother below.
With the earth, sing to the sky, in the steel of your gunmetal eyes. Get on home, cried the owner, I hold the deed to this land. And I ain't got no time to be fooling with no wild engine man. And he gathered his strong boys around him and he called his police. But there was no looking back for the son of the Seminole chief.
Run with the wolf, fly like the dove, mother below, father above. Wink with the earth, sing to the sky, be the steel of your gun. Some say that he died in the fighting and was buried that day. Some say that he raged like an angel and he chased them away. But the green hill stands silent and nobody goes there no more. Just the ghosts and the memories and the shadows of the dark forest floor.
The wolf, fly like the dove, mother below, father above, weep with the earth, sing to the sky, in the steel of your gunmetal eyes, in the steel of your gunmetal eyes, in the steel of your gunmetal eyes.
Thank you. ebanks and braes and streams around the castle of Montgomery. Green be your fields and fair your flowers, your waters never drumly. Where summer first unfolds her robes, and there they long the starry. Oh, there I took my last farewell of my sweet Highland Mary. How sweetly bloomed the gay green bark, how rich the hawthorn's blossom, as underneath their fragrant shade I clasped her to my bosom. The golden hours on angels' wings flew o'er me and my dearie, far dear to me as light and life was my sweet Highland Mary. With many our parting was full tender, and pledging oft to meet again, we tore ourselves asunder. But oh, fell death's untimely frost that nipped my flowers so. That wraps my Highland Mary. All in the silent of the night, through the green churchyard I will wander. Right hearty well I know the spot where Mary dear lies under. I'll weep for it with silent grief, and sit and ne'er be weary, for pleasure there is none for me without my Highland Mary. Now cold and pale lips I oft have kissed full fondly, and closed for aye the sparkling eye that looked on me so kindly. And mouldering now in silent dust, the heart that loved Highland Mary.
the fellas all say I'm a peach and a pearl. I was born at the daffodil time of the year. So they just call me Daffy. Now maybe that's where. For I'm sweet Daffodil Mulligan I am. All me ancestors come from the coom, and I'm just such another, the spit of me mother, the lady that lives in one room. I'm Francis. Sweet Daffodil Mulligan, fresh fish, like the sweet Blarney roses that bloom. I am bright ale and hearty, the life of the party. I'm Daffy, the belle of the coom. Fresh fish, it was in that pine forest so shady and dim that I first met me Jemmy, so tall and so slim. It was on an excursion, the girls all looked swell. But I took the biscuits and Jem's heart as well. For I'm sweet Daffodil Mulligan I am. All me ancestors come from the coom, and I'm just such another, the spit of me mother, the lady that lives in one room. Sweet Daffodil Mulligan, fresh fish, like the sweet Blarney roses that bloom. I am bright ale and hearty, the life of the party. I'm Daffy, the belle of the coom. Fresh fish, we were married in August when Jem was on strike. So he took me to Bray on the back of his bike. Now the strike is all over and Jem, bless his soul, has settled down steadily, drawing the dough. For I'm sweet Daffodil Mulligan I am. All me ancestors come from the coom, and I'm just such another, the spit of me mother, the lady that lives in one room down on Francis Street. Sweet Daffodil Mulligan, fresh fish, like the sweet Blarney roses that bloom. I am bright ale and hearty, the life of the party. I'm Daffy, the belle of the coom, fresh fish.
Well, that's a most unlikely song to hear from the band Lancome. Unlikely, because they tend to do a lot of sort of bleak, dark sort of folk songs. That one, Daffodil Mulligan, from the album Cold Old Fire. Doing very well at the moment, that band. Before that, we heard from Brian Conway, good fiddle player. A very long song, first of all. Well, no, we heard some tunes before that. Omani's Frolics, Condon's Frolics, and Swans Among the Rushes, featuring Brian Conway on fiddle, Joni Madden playing flute, and Billy McComsky accordion, and Felix Dolan on piano. Then that long song sung by Neve Parsons from the same album, Brian Conway playing fiddle, the song Highland Mary, a Robert Burns song. We've already had a Robert Burns song on the program on the featured album, and we might have another one before we part company today. So, Highland Mary. Consider the Source, Brian Conway's album, and a very nice one it is too. Here's music from Strasbourg, a group called Les Mains Balladeuses.
Bad Scottish,
et bad Scottish,
valse,
valse.
Bad Scottish,
et bad Scottish,
valse,
valse.
Marche,
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 valse,
valse.
Marche,
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 valse,
valse.
Marche,
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 valse,
valse.
Marche,
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 marche.
Let's get started. Thank you.
Parquet Surprise, I think that's called, by Les Mains Baladeuses from Strasbourg. Very weird it is too. In brackets it says Le Porcher, which is swineherd, I think. Oh well. Another one now from the featured album, which is called Skeins, Andrew and Casey Calhoun. I think you'll recognise bits of this.
The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, and the moon refused to shine. Couple sitting underneath a willow tree, for love they pine. The little guy was kind of shy of darkness, so he says, I guess I'll go. The girl began to sigh, looked up at the sky, told the moon her little tale. Sky, I ain't had no lovin' since January, February, June, or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon for me and my guy. You gotta give. And let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You gotta laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of, we have the world and all its charms, and when the world is through with us, we got each other's arms. You gotta win a little, lose a little, and always have the blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of is the one she loves so true. All she has to say is, would you be my guy? For I love you. And why should I be telling you this secret when I know that you can guess? Harvest moon will smile, shine on all the while, if the little guy should ask. Up in the sky, I ain't had no lovin' since January, February, June, or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon for me and my
quite eclectic album, this one, Skeins, our featured album today on Come All Ye, Andrew and Casey Calhoun from Chicago, I think. Father and daughter combination. We heard Shine On Harvest Moon, which was written by Jack Norworth, who also wrote Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Thought you'd like to know that. And then The Glory of Love, which was written by Billy Hill in 1926. Shine On Harvest Moon, the tune, I believe, was composed by Nora Bays, otherwise known as Eleanora Goldberg. So, from the featured album, we will go to Dirk Powell and a song from Time Again, a very good album he released in 2004.
Di noi e fai la duermo per vender per, di noie fai la duermo per vender mir, per vender mir, mis amor, per vender mir. Balestro li vauti, ai tira sus ma mio, e lai tia, e lai tia, mi sabur, e lai tia. Se passo per la filo me pengiaran, se passo din l'urose me negaran, me negaran, mi sabur, me negaran.
Beppe Gambetta, who spends half his time in his native Italy and half his time in the US. There we heard a song called Mis Amour, which was sung in medieval French. I don't know where he learned that, probably when he was in Italy, because there's a tiny Italian Occitan minority population up in the northwest of Italy, and he probably got it from them, I think. Here's a song called The Rounding of Cape Horn. Thank you to my fellow broadcaster, Roger Hargraves, for reminding me of this song's existence. This is the great Tony Hall.
Peter at the foremast head, for she was outward bound. We was waiting there for orders to send us far from home. The orders came for Rio and then surround Cape Horn. When we arrived at Rio, we prepared for heavy gales. We set up all new rigging, boys, and bent on all new sails. From ship to ship they cheered us as we did sail along, and wished us pleasant weather in the rounding of Cape Horn. While beating off Magellan Straits, it blew exceeding hard. When shortening sails to gallant towers fell from the topsail yard, by angry seas the ropes we threw from their poor hands was torn. We was forced to leave them to the sharks that prowl around Cape Horn. Got round the horn, me boys, we had some glorious days. And very soon our killick dropped in Valparaiso Bay. Then pretty girls came down in flocks, I solemnly declare. They're far before those Plymouth girls with the long and the curly hair. jolly sailor when he spends his money free. They'll laugh and sing and merry, merry be and have a jovial spree. And when your money is all gone, they'll not on you impose. They are not like those Plymouth girls that'll pawn and sell your clothes. Farewell to Valparaiso, and farewell for a while. Likewise to all the Spanish girls along the coast of Chile. And if ever I live to be paid off, I'll sit and sing this song. God bless those pretty Spanish girls we left around Cape Horn.
Tony Hall and the rounding of Cape Horn, otherwise known as the gallant frigate Amphitrite. That's it, folks. That's all we have time for in the program today. So I do hope you've enjoyed the program, the music that I've been playing for you. Bye, folks. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.